Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, Lee, as of right now, the highest paid player in NFL history, Dak Prescott.
Yep. Go figure.
This is the number two story in the country right now. Dallas, what everyone's going to be talking about today. Dallas Cowboys didn't just commit to him as their franchise quarterback. They made him the highest paid player in NFL history. A four-year, $240 million contract extension.
Yep. For 4 years.
Hope he doesn't get injured.
Yeah, nearly $250 million, even on Common Core math, over 4 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And just to compare him, Trevor Lawrence. So Dak Prescott's going to get $60 million a year, no matter what. No matter what.
And that's good for Dax because, quite honestly, if you look at the record, and listen, I think he's a good quarterback. There's no question. He's good. But he's got a tendency to be injured, and Dallas has not been to any Super Bowls lately.
I was going to say, I didn't recall seeing them in the Super Bowl last year.
There's a certain young man that I can think of that has been to several lately. Patrick something or other. I can't remember his name. Oh, Mahomes. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at Trevor Lawrence, $55 million. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love, $55 million.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, $55 million. Yeah. Dak Prescott, $60 million.
Yeah.
Just comparatively, Lamar Jackson, $52 million a year. Yeah. Jalen Hurts, $51 million a year. Justin Herbert, $52.5 million a year. So they're all looking at this. You know what? You know what happened over the weekend? Every one of those guys called their agent. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
What the heck? Is he worth it, Lee?
To me, if you look at what the results are objectively, no.
I don't think so either. Okay, I'm not an expert on football.
But I mean, seriously, if you look at results, if your goal as the Dallas Cowboys organization is, if the goal is to win Super Bowls, no. He's got a pretty good record regular season as far as I can remember, but the problem is every time they get in the playoffs, one and done many times.
And you lose to the Green Bay Packers in the wild card round?
Yeah, they don't have Brett Favre anymore.
Yeah.
Or Aaron Rodgers.
I know. And not and like it's not close, right? It's 48-32.
Yeah.
Again, all these other players are calling their agent over the weekend going, "What have you done for me lately? What the heck?"
Sound like a John Boy and Billy skit.
I know. It's nuts. Meanwhile, end of week last week, just after the show ended on another topic, this is what winning looks like. You know, and people keep using the term miracle about Trump dodging those three bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not one, but two of those bullets went through his ear. A third one missed him by just a few inches. But it's equally miraculous that he dodged the legal bullets. All five of them that were thrown at him. I mean, yes, he did get convicted of 34 felonies. But, I mean, the other four cases have completely fallen apart. Yeah. What are the odds, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes just freaky stuff. Like, again, the Georgia case, right? I mean, the prosecutor, it turns out, is a bigger criminal than anyone on the Trump campaign ever could be. She gets busted. That delayed the case. Yeah. That was a complete stroke of luck. And he gets the immunity ruling. He gets just the right judge on, I thought the strongest case was the classified documents case.
Yeah.
He lucked out. And now Judge Merchan is like, you know, I had this call with the DNC. I mean, I'm going to rule according only to the law. And hey, we'll set the sentencing for after the election.
Yeah.
Which goes to show you the Democrats have pulled this. Merchan is an extremely corrupt judge. He's very crooked. He should have recused himself under New York law.
Well, they looked at what the trend was and that every time you do lawfare against Trump, his poll numbers go up. If they had sentenced him before the election, his poll numbers would have gone up.
Yeah, you know what? I think the Democrats were afraid this would put him over.
Exactly.
People did not want to see this. So he's not going to be sentenced until November 26th. They don't dare.
No.
Is what it is. No. They don't dare. Here's the question. 34 felonies, right? Just picture the scenario for just a moment, okay? Trump wins the election. Mm-hmm. Is he going to govern from prison? Because this is a state case. He can't pardon himself in a state case. He could pardon himself in a federal case. And he would make the federal cases against him go away very quickly. So, you know, Jack Smith, the federal persecutor, would be out of luck. But this is a state case.
Would this judge take a former president in his upper 70s that has never been convicted of a crime before, a first-time offender, and sentence them to prison time? Would that happen?
In normal America, no.
I'm not even sure in abnormal America, which we are, that that's going to happen.
I wouldn't put anything past
No, I wouldn't either. And believe me, odds are not good, but I'm just sort of leaning toward, no, I'm not sure they're willing to spend the political capital necessary to make that one stick.
I don't know. And you know what? This was really complicated by over the weekend, and I wonder if this didn't have something to do with it. Those videos leaked of that U.S. attorney spokesperson for the District of Manhattan, federal prosecutor, basically high-ranking spokesperson from the office, saying that that New York case was a miscarriage of justice. He didn't mean to say it. He got caught on candid camera, but trying to impress a woman.
Said the quiet part out loud.
But yes, he did. He said the quiet part out loud. This was ridiculous. This was a miscarriage of justice. It was totally political. So any little hope they had of doing this is just out the door. That story was huge over the weekend, too. Meanwhile, Lee, I'm just going to be honest about this. You know how I get when Trump debates, okay?
Yeah.
I am dreading this debate.
Yeah.
Because, look, if I am the one coaching her, she has been holed up in a hotel for 5 days practicing for this debate. She is going to come out and rapid fire lie.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only tactic they have. They should be very worried because they have lied to their sheeple on such a level that they could be exposed here, okay? So she's going to rapid fire lie. If ever Trump did just the slightest bit of debate prep, this is it. He needs to do it. He's got to have the facts at his fingertips, or he is going to lose. There is a potential he could lose this debate.
Yeah.
Now, he claimed for the first time, they claimed that they were prepping with Tulsi Gabbard. Pray to God that is true. That was a couple of weeks ago. I hope he can remember what they went over. I hope they, he needed to do a couple of days to debate prep here. He could lose, because I'm here to tell you, that debate that Trump did against Joe Biden was incredibly weak. Incredibly weak.
Thankfully, Biden was weaker, but...
Yeah, Biden finished himself off. Trump did not finish Biden off. I mean, when Biden claimed, what, that he had inherited like 15% inflation when he came into office, and Trump didn't immediately say, no, it was 1.4%, a historic low, or near a historic low, at least for recent times... I'm like, dude, do you know what your inflation rate was in January? I don't think Trump did. I mean, I think he knows it was low and he knows it wasn't 15%, but he doesn't have those stats at his fingertips that he can just come right back at her. He could lose this debate. In fact, I think the polls are all fake, right? I think they've lowered the polls a little bit to show him peaking a bit, you know, that he's over her, up over her a couple of points, so that after the debate, they can jack him through the ceiling and claim she won.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, there is a small chance here that if she does well enough and he is caught at, if the guy who debated Joe Biden puts that performance up against her, she's going to win.
Well, they're going to bait Trump with making, you know, nasty comments about Kamala Harris. That's what's going to happen. And as you and I have talked about here, I wish they would debate policy. I know that's not sexy for a lot of American voters who don't pay attention to politics much, but that's what needs to be debated here, because the record of the Biden-Harris administration is abysmal. Whether you were talking about immigration, whether you're talking about the economy, whether you're talking about domestic policy, whatever it is positively abysmal. And if you debate policy, Trump's going to win. Because Trump's policies worked. He has the record. We have history. We have the facts on our side. We have policy that worked up until the federal and particularly the state governments ruined the economy with the fake COVID lockdowns that we should never have had.
Amen. And he needs to have the stats to prove that at his fingers.
On the tip of his tongue.
I mean, look, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden put this country through 4 years of hell.
Yes.
And he needs to demonstrate that with facts and figures, not just, you know, stinging comebacks. Yeah. It's not going to be enough, especially not if she is well prepared.
Right.
She's good. Like I said, she's going to rapid fire lie. You've got to be able to come back at her. And I'm just afraid there's this video out there on X of him telling of people telling Trump on the golf course what an amazing job he did debating Joe Biden. And I am terrified he believes that.
Well, plus on
and thinks he doesn't have to prep.
This being on ABC, I'm concerned that what they're going to do is anything that Harris says that's a lie will never be challenged.
Nope.
And if Trump says something that they disagree with, the moderator is going to inject, well, that's not true. That's not true. No, wait a minute. Let them debate. Let them debate.
The whole debate's going to be from the left. I would have never, ever, ever agreed to this if I was Trump. Right. It was foolish. Yep. He's going to have to debate the moderators and her. Yep. He better be prepared.
Yep.
And when I hear over the weekend she's done 5 days of debate prep, I am literally terrified. Let's pray. If Donald Trump did 5 days of debate prep too, he'll curb stomp her. He's capable of curb stomping her. He is, but he's got to do the work. And I've never seen him do it in a debate against a Democrat. He does not debate well. He's a great campaigner, but he doesn't debate well. So I just want to get through Tuesday. I am very, very, very afraid of Tuesday.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Folks, if you're wondering what's coming... nothing less than the First Amendment is on the ballot this fall. Old recording, not that old, of Kamala Harris, 2019. She's speaking to me, this was the clip of the week last week. She's speaking to the NAACP. And she's promising them that she will direct the Department of Justice, Federal Department of Justice, to censor. Why would she say that when talking to the NAACP? Well, in 2019, that wouldn't make a lot of sense why she'd volunteer that. We wouldn't know until 2022 that the NAACP was one of over 20 entities who forwarded censorship requests to the FBI, and the FBI censored for that, right? So if you are NAACP... you just don't like certain Republicans, you could just simply have them algorithmed away and maybe even have their accounts taken. Because you know best what should be said on social media. You're smarter and better than everyone else. That's why she's promising, in it's chilling now in retrospect. By the way, we know this from the case Missouri v. Biden, which is right now before the Supreme Court, that the NAACP was in fact one of the entities on whose behalf the FBI censored. Now, if you are the RNC, the Republican National Committee, do you get to censor people? Do you get to call up the 1-800-FBI and get them censored? No. But if you are the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, which is basically the party, can you call up the FBI and get people censored? Why, yes, you can. Yes, you can. In fact, you can have your Republican enemies censored. It's a sick system. It will destroy our way of life. And she promised the NAACP to make it permanent. Take a listen. This is her in 2019. She hasn't changed one iota.
And we'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Let me translate, because I've actually read Missouri v. Biden. If you do not censor for the Democrat Party, we're coming for you. You may even go to prison. What she's describing there is a police state, because she is putting the top cops in the nation, the DOJ, and their law enforcement arm, their police force, which is the FBI, in charge of censorship. Tell me how that's different from East Germany, because I don't know. Tell me how that's different from the Nazi regime, because I don't know. Tell me how that's different than Stalinist Russia, because I don't know. So when you know that, and what just broke over the weekend, Arab American leaders in Detroit have been told by the Kamala campaign that Keith Ellison is on the shortlist to be attorney general if she should win. Means he will be who tells you what you can say. He's so much smarter than you are, of course, as we know, and a better person. But he's not beating his wife, which he does. But yeah, they got the police to make that go away. And if you write about it, he'll probably have you censored, so I wouldn't talk about it. Anyway, Ellison, who himself is a thug, asked his wives and girlfriends what it's like to have his fist in their face. He just praised Brazil for quashing X. By the way, there was a massive public demonstration over the weekend in Brazil. X has been shut down. Keith Ellison, your future censor, big brother, if she wins, just posted on, ironically, X, where he expects to have free speech rights. Just not you, just him. He just posted two words, thank you, Brazil, in Portuguese. That tells you everything you need to know. That and the fact that Kamala Harris has never condemned Brazil or the UK for, you know, because the UK has said, hey, we have the right to charge Elon Musk. We have the right to extradite him and any other American that we see fit for what they post on social media for trial in the UK. That should have been an automatic no way. They said nothing. What about the Biden State Department? Normally, that would be their job to say, nope. We're not extraditing Americans for free speech violations. Here's Michael Schellenberger on Friday.
It is, though, worth pointing out that both Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have endorsed similar kinds of censorship over the last 5 years. So the big concern is that you'll see countries like the United States, Brazil, and Europe working together to take control over social media platforms and engage in mass censorship.
I know that you said that Biden and Harris, maybe they haven't said anything particular, but has our State Department said anything?
They have not, and that's their job.
No, because let me tell you what happened. The Democrat Party, we just got new stats this weekend, almost a billion people a month on X. A month, that's crazy, right? So this is what happened. The Democrat Party called up their liberal friends in Europe and said, threatened to jail him. We'll extradite him. There is no way our European allies would and our Brazilian allies would have threatened to jail Elon Musk if they hadn't got permission from the Democrat Party first. This is literally terrifying. Now it is becoming normal in their media to talk about arresting and prosecuting Elon Musk. Here's Jay Michelson on MSNBC.
His companies, specifically Starlink and SpaceX, are government contractors. And as such, he has obligations to the government that would, for any normal person and should for him, require him to moderate his speech in the interest of national security. So what you have is somebody who runs really strategic defense and aerospace projects for the federal government, who's actively undermining the government, which is paying him. And somewhere in there is a legal case that needs to be prosecuted.
Huh? That doesn't even make sense. There's no laws there. What they're saying is, like, we're going to go full show trial for Elon Musk. Elon Musk is going to prison if we win. And who is excited about that? Over the weekend, they trotted out former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair to say, we need a worldwide censorship system. This is an incredible clip, folks. What this is the basis, the spine of world government. It is also exactly the system China has.
But do you foresee a point in the not too distant future where other countries are going to have to follow Brazil's lead and take actual action against platform owners for the dissemination of disinformation?
The world's going to have to come together and agree some rules around social media platforms.
Folks, if she wins, you're going to see things you've never seen before that are going to terrify you. Free speech is done. It's over. Elon Musk is going to prison. That's what they're telling you over the weekend. So I got a question for you. We know from the Harris campaign that they need to block her in North Carolina. If he wins Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, he wins. This audience is in North Carolina and we're in Georgia. Are you registered? Check today. Is everyone in your family, your friends who are like-minded, are they registered? Text them. Have them check today. They must vote. Must vote. Must vote. Well, Bernie Sanders just gave away the game. When asked, has Kamala Harris really abandoned what she stands for, her liberal progressive roots? He said, nah, she's saying what she has to win the election.
Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election.
So you can translate that to she's still as progressive as ever. She's just pretending not to be in order to win the election.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, that was NBC News, right? So they figure we gotta get out, because their progressive base might think Kamala Harris is actually normal, that she's a moderate American. We can't have that. They might not show up. And so we got to send old Bernie out there to tell everybody she's actually, yeah, she's ever bit the radical she has always been. And by the way, that's not me. That's her. This is Kamala Harris explaining that she is, in fact, a radical. Here you go.
And yeah, I am a radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Right.
So in case you're wondering if she, by the way, that was 2019, so that's not too long ago. In case you're wondering if she's still a radical.
And yeah, I am a radical.
There we go.
I do believe that.
And she says, you know, we have to stay woke. Gotta stay woke.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. and you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah, the interviewer who agrees with her, looking at her like she's nuts in that video. Her face is priceless. Like, this woman is crazy. But yeah, so Bernie Sanders, just to play it again, so he's admitting, hey, she's just lying. Don't worry about it. We'll just say whatever we have to get elected.
Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election.
So you can translate that to she's still as progressive as ever. She's just pretending not to be in order to win the election.
Uh-huh. Yeah, lying. And then when she gets elected, she'll say, I never said any of that, because she didn't. She sent her staff out to anonymously whisper in the ears of reporters who were then told not to even use their names. She'll say, I didn't change any of it. I'm going to shut down fracking. I'm going to go with a corporate tax rate 3 percentage points higher than communist China. I'm going to do all that. I never reneged on any of it. She'll be right. Over the weekend, you see this? Disgusting Dick Cheney. I can't stand those people. Disgusting Dick Cheney comes out, says he's voting for Kamala Harris because he's putting country above bipartisanship. or above partisanship. He says, we have a duty to put our country above partisanship to defend the Constitution. What? The woman is bragging, has been bragging about how she's going to censor folks. That's like First Amendment, dude. Cheney blasted Trump as a threat to our republic. You can't make this up. Here, folks, let me explain what's going on here, okay? So over the weekend, George W. Bush refused to endorse anyone. He's not going to endorse Trump. And look, here's why. The Cheneys, the Bushes, they're locked in a Vulcan mind meld, a death match with Donald Trump for control of the Republican Party, particularly its purse strings. Donald Trump has absolutely destroyed them, and rightfully so, with his criticism. If your last name is Bush, you can't even get elected in Texas anymore, and for good reason. Trump branded them warmongers, liars. They are all of those things, and completely destroyed the Bush brand. The only power that they have left is the power of the purse. They have really big money behind them, and that's what they use to control the Democrat Party and make sure only globalist open borders candidates won. That's what happened for, you know, from between 2016. Trump came along, wrested control of the party from them, and they are in an absolute battle for the party. If Trump loses, the Bush vacuum will be what the party falls into. It's just a massive swirling amount of cash. And look, when you're looking at the Bushes, people say the Democrats, they were New England Democrats. They moved to Texas and changed their registration to Republican and won there. But they're not really Republicans or Democrats. They're fascists. They're open borders, globalist fascists. They have only one key belief, and that is open borders and the smashing of our constitutional principles and the melding of America into one world government, as Daddy Bush first articulated, right? So Trump is the antithesis of everything that they believe in. If you want closed borders, if you want to be safe in your own country, if you want to be able to speak about politics online, then you are not going to be on the side of the Cheneys or the Bushes. Folks, it's so bad. George W. Bush and Barack Obama held joint anti-free speech forums. Same week, Obama holds one, George W. Bush holds the other, urging the censorship and silencing of people who love freedom, of Republican voters, basically. So for Trump, I mean, like, a disaster would have been to get Dick Cheney's endorsement. That would have been a disaster. Thankfully, he dodged that bullet. Byron Daniels absolutely nailed this about Dick Cheney and why Trump didn't want his endorsement.
Here's in part what he said, quote, in our nation's 248-year history, there's never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. What would you say to Vice President Cheney in response to that?
My first response is, I really don't care what he thinks. Secondarily, if you look at the way Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have led the current administration, they suppressed the free speech of the American people. It was the Biden campaign that lied to the world during the last presidential election using the intelligence agencies and 51 intelligence officers to lie about the laptop from hell. That's something the Biden campaign did. They lied about all the impacts using the COVID-19 vaccine. They tried to use OSHA to mandate 80 million Americans getting that vaccine. They fired over 10,000 soldiers from our military over the same situation. And right now we have a situation where Kamala Harris has lied to the world about the health and mental capabilities of Joe Biden. So you put all that together, and then you have this statement from Dick Cheney. I'm going to look at what's been happening with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and the threat they are to democracy, not what Dick Cheney's saying.
This is bonkers, if you think about it. Parkinson's disease. New study, everybody's talking about this, is top 10 article in the country. A new study out of Harvard. What causes Parkinson's? You'd think it'd be something in the brain, right? Is it something in your gut? Parkinson's may be caused by damage to the upper GI lining of your gut. Well, damage caused by What? That's the shocking part. Do you have GERD, like gastroesophageal reflux disease? You may be at risk for Parkinson's. Could mean your gut bacteria is unhealthy. If you've got ulcers, same thing. You know what else can cause it? Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. NSAIDs. NSAIDs, like ibuprofen. In fact, I bet you if you go through your medicine cabinet right now in your house, I bet you have four or five of those. Stuff we take not even thinking about it. You got a sniffle, take one. You got a headache, take one. Could be damaging your gut, causing Parkinson's. Folks, there's so much we don't understand. There really, really is. Growing body of evidence suggests that, at least in a subset of individuals, Parkinson's disease originates in the gut before affecting the central nervous system. You know what else they're going to find? You know what else does this damage? I bet you. Antibiotics. I bet you antibiotics are at play too. Bet they are. Many people who get Parkinson's disease experience GI symptoms for years, even decades, prior to developing the motor systems, like the walking, the tremors that come with Parkinson's. Folks, our diet is killing us. RFK is not wrong. He's not wrong about that. I'd love to see him as the head of the FDA so we could actually begin to go after a lot of this stuff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.